Hey everybody, it is Suzanne here with another energy update and client information that I share from my practice. Thankfully, I am given permission by my actual real life clients to share their stories in an anonymous way so that we can all learn from one another. And I think that this one that I came up against today was very, very interesting and not that uncommon, but it did have a really interesting twist. And that's why I think this one is going to be unique in terms of what we're sharing today. Oftentimes I will have a female client come in who is at a point in their relationship or their marriage that, our kids are maybe older. We are kind of really settled into and bored with our career, and or that starts to reflect on my relationship. Sometimes it's actually that client will be at the empty nest syndrome, and then it's like, holy shit, now I'm stuck in this house with this partner, and this can be male or female. And what is this all about? Because I've poured my heart and soul into the children, and or I've poured my heart and soul into the work. This is not uncommon because, sadly enough, we human beings have core belief systems that in order to be safe, we have to do. And this particular client was no different in that she was pretty much the doer in the family. And again, this is not knocking her spouse in any way, shape, or form, but her story was very interesting in that she basically still has kids, but pretty much getting to the end of the road as far as, I guess, having them in the household. And really examining, like, where is this leaving her and what is this doing? But the kids are still being parented. So a lot of this responsibility seems to, in her opinion, be falling on her in terms of not only being just the moneymaker, but being the one that's doing everything. Now, obviously, we all have our own perspective on this stuff, and obviously, a lot of times we do have resentment thinking we're the only one doing anything. So we have to look at this from all sides in terms of, how the perspective is. But this one has a really unique twist because of the fact that her actual husband, for many, many years, was a certain, I don't know, kind of a husband, had a certain personality, had a certain way about him, etc. And very interestingly enough, changed quite distinctly. And, that can be a lot of things. Now, as a practitioner, I'm watching and I'm looking and I'm listening and I'm hearing to guidance and I'm watching her reaction and her body functions, etc. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, maybe the guy is having an affair. And I check with guidance and I hear no. And I think maybe something happened. And interestingly, being the kind of a practitioner I am, I can get the information from the client, but I also get it from higher self and guidance and all kinds of different places and spaces. And it was so interesting because this particular gentleman, I believe, had something literally happen. And this is not all that common, but it's also not uncommon. I think what happens sometimes is we have people do a specific amount of, which can be a percentage and or 100%, of stepping out of their actual existence, stepping out of their actual creational reality and consciousness. And this stepping out can happen in a bunch of ways. It can happen because I have a physical thing happen, like I have an accident, I have a stroke, I have something in a physical actual way happen where my so-called connection to my reality changes that percentage. So quite possibly I have a physical stroke and I'm not actually 100% biologically, mentally, emotionally connected here to the earth plane the same. Therefore, my ability to connect with relationships changes. So sometimes we can look at that stroke from a place of, yeah, it's a physical thing. Yeah, indeed, it is real. But it also can be a soul contractual thing, meaning part of my soul is choosing to step back, and sometimes I 100% step back, meaning I actually die in a physical meat way, but sometimes that physical meat body stays, that soul steps out 100%, and another soul steps in, and what we do is we call that a drop-in. What we do is that's another soul contract. It's an overlay. Sometimes, however, we have a little bit of both. And I think that's what happened in this particular case. I think that a lot of the essence of that original husband just checked out. I think a lot of the essence of that husband's soul contract and what he came here to do checked out. And that, in a third dimensional way, is really difficult. Really, really hard, because the human meat and bone body is still looking the exact same to me. I still see my husband or my brother or my father or my dad or my whatever. I still see meat and bone, that same thing. But the connection of consciousness, the personality, the ability to be there is completely different. And that is the most hard way to handle these things, because your head can't get around it. And you start thinking, what the hell? Am I not good enough to love? Am I not worth helping? Am I not valued enough for you to come to my game? And on it goes. And what happens to us that are left here is we start to sadly go back to issues of core beliefs that I'm not worth enough, or I'm not lovable enough, because I'm not having that outward response that I had from that partner, that dad, whatever, from just even maybe a year ago. It's horribly difficult and hard. And sometimes this, again, can happen from a biological standpoint per se, from a mini stroke, or I can maybe have something biologically shutting down, or I can have shards of dementia. I can have all kinds of different things. And especially now in our world today, with dementia and Alzheimer's on the rise, happening at all different ages, this is not that uncommon for a lot of us to be struggling with. Dementia and Alzheimer's, from an energetic standpoint, is very similar to me in terms of a practice, because I telepathically have worked for many years with dementia, Alzheimer's, and in hospice situations, and have talked to the higher self of these people. And they do, in essence, pull back out of that body. They pull back out of that actual meat and bone body that is still here. And they have other experiences in other dimensional planes of existence and or other realities. And that's a really hard thing for a lot of people to understand. If this doesn't resonate for you, you can turn this off right now or move forward or laugh or whatever. But please do understand that if this resonates, this is very, very real in terms of a different way to look at things. Because energetically speaking, we need to understand we are in multiple realities at all times. And our so-called higher self, the one that will move forward into other incarnations, has the ability to actually traverse these other dimensional planes of existence at any time. And a lot of us choose to do it in dream state. A lot of us don't even know that we're doing it. Some of us know that we are doing it when we dream, because we have vivid and lucid dreams. Other people don't have a clue of what I'm even talking about right now. But there are those that actually choose to, for whatever reason, do it when the meat body is still here. And I asked an actual Alzheimer's patient who I was working with consistently way back during a hospice situation years ago. I visited him quite consistently, and I learned a lot from this man telepathically. He was fully, fully shut down, non-responsive, and I would have huge amounts of communication with him in terms of where he was going, what he was doing, what he was learning. And I asked, well, I seriously still don't get the fact, like, why is your meat and bone body still here then, if you're off and doing these other things? And he said, because I'm still here to hold a point of light. And I thought that was the most astounding response. I'm still here to hold a point of light, meaning our consciousness is light. Our meat body is like an anchored point of light into this holographic reality. And for whatever purpose that does, it still was in need of. And so when I see people that are like this particular client's husband, from a 3D perspective, it pretty much sucks. I mean, I think it sucks to actually have to be that outer family member, not understanding what's going on, whether it's Alzheimer's or my spouse is just simply checked out. But it's important for us to go into our own creational reality that is in cooperation with this particular person and make choices that are choices that are good for you. Is the choice at this point in your life, because this relationship has so drastically changed and you have no support system from this person. This person now to you, from a 3D perspective, seems selfish, only worries about them, doesn't really care to connect with anybody. You have choices. You have choices to look at that and say, this is something I no longer choose to support, or I choose to support it with these different boundaries, or I choose to support it with this different narrative, or I choose to just ignore it, or I choose to be resentful, or I choose to be angry. I mean, the choices are limited. But my point in working with this client and sharing it with you is we have choices. There is never a I can't, or I shouldn't, or I don't get to. We have choices, and with those choices comes our consequences, and consequences can be good as well as bad. The goal for me is to understand that there may be contractual things from a soul place. There may be things that they're doing as a walk-in. There may be a reason that they stepped out. There may be a full overload of, and on these things go. So instead of getting angry and resentful, maybe look bigger on why is your co-contract at this point in time choosing to run the narrative of being the only one that's the doer, the one that has to do, because that as well is a core belief that is instilled in you from your own consciousness container that says, I have to, I need to, I can't. And that's extremely limiting on a joy factor. And the reality is those are core beliefs that can be changed. So this is a hard thing to look at. It might not make sense for somebody listening. And if it doesn't make sense, maybe listen again or toss it out completely. If this resonates for you, I'm not saying that everybody that is kind of non-responsive and checked out is a walk-in or a dropout or an overlay. I'm not saying that they're all dementia, you know, dementia and or Alzheimer's. I'm just saying there's a myriad of things that are going on in these meat bodies in multi-dimensional ways now, because our actual lines between dimensional planes of existence are different. I oftentimes teach it in class, like way back then, the dimensions, meaning the different frequencies of reality planes of existence, were very clearly separated with what we would call distinct boundaries or veils in between. And when I teach it, sometimes I use the visual of a layer cake, like a really big, fancy, fat old layer cake that you got like at the church bake sale that has the sponge and then thick, thick frosting and then the sponge and then thick, thick frosting, etc. That's how it was before. The thick, thick frosting was this knowing that I'm now in this plane or I'm now in that plane. What's happening when we're going through this ascension process is not only is that frosting getting thinner and thinner and thinner, it's almost coming down to just an egg wash. It isn't even a frosting. There's literally almost this feeling of just a, not even a meringue anymore. It's just an egg wash in between these actual planes of existence or multi-dimensional realities. And most people are not even aware of it because they don't necessarily on a 3D level work in different dimensions or are aware of or are trained in. That said, that doesn't mean that you're not traversing them and experiencing them. And these are very, very different over the last, probably even since the shift of 2012, extremely different. I think it's really changed well before that. But for those of you that are very aware of your boundaries, your discernment processes, astral travel, ability to go out of body, you probably are really finding knowledge in that multidimensionality is happening all the way around us. So this supports and makes the opportunity for somebody to drop in and or drop out, walk in, walk out, in that meat body a little bit more easy to understand if you choose to see it that way. And so I don't think things are ever going to be the same. I think lots and lots of stuff is going on. It's really difficult to not stay 3D and judgmental and angry and resentful, though. So choices, it's all about choices. One needs to make sure that they are living this very finite amount of time that we have here on this floating rock we call Earth. It is really important for us to decide as an individual, how do I choose this very finite amount of time to experience myself as a God source? I need to, if I choose to, really find the joy factors. And sometimes that means walking away, and sometimes that means staying with revisions and so forth. So multitude of choices. Please, please take what resonates for you on this one and toss the rest. And until we talk again, cosmic hugs.